It's 50 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Scott Davis, a performer, a film technician, and most importantly, a storyteller. Scott's been in Wilmington since childhood. He studied acting at the North Carolina School of the Arts, and he's worked with the film industry for over 30 years. Scott Davis, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Gina.
It's great to have you here. Now, we could talk for a couple of hours.
Easily.
but let's jump right in, and I want you to let us know, because, you know, it used to be that you'd have a storyteller on every corner. It's not so anymore. How did you get into storytelling?
Well, a dear old friend of mine, Joyce Greer, who I've known since the early 80s, encouraged me in the mid-2000s that I needed to get into it. And I hemmed and I hawed, and I finally took the leap in 2007, got involved with PTAs around this part of the state, successfully became involved in reaching a lot of kids. I love to target junior high kids. That's my favorite audience. Mm-hmm. They're just building their shells. They're just figuring out what they like to wear. They're starting to figure out that mom and dad may not be everything they thought, you know. So, and I love to come in with stories that, you know, are, you know, kind of have surprise, didn't see coming kind of endings, stuff that really make them go from, what are we doing with a storyteller? You know, I'm too old for a storyteller, all of a sudden to, man, this guy is, you know, this guy's awesome. And I've had literally principals call me and say, you know, 2 weeks after an event and say, I got to tell you, you know, you were so effective. The kids are still arguing on how your stories ended in the hallways. And I take that as one of the great compliments.
That as a former middle school teacher, I can tell you that's a great compliment.
Yeah.
And that age kid, their minds are just awakening.
Well, they are. They are.
And that is so powerful. And they're still open to magic.
Well, and that's it. They don't want to admit it. But as soon as you can draw them in, you know, but aren't we all?
Yeah.
At any age. But anyway, so that, you know, I started being very successful at that. Then the recession hit, and everybody pulled back their funding. So I wandered back into the movie business, which I had been wandering in and out of for the last 10 years. And a few years ago, started exploring the idea of getting into the digital storytelling. I've always believed in live storytelling, and I really thought there was a deadness to, you know, recording and just putting it out there without live audience feedback. Well, I have a couple friends who are very adamant about my potential success as a storyteller and said, no, go give it a shot. So I started last year recording a few stories. I did some with video. If you go to my site, scottdavislive.com, and you go back far enough, you can see some of the short stories I did with video. But I've now, you know, kind of just gotten into the audio side. I'm a big fan of podcasts, audio dramas, you know, audio stories of any kind. But anyway, so I've been just naturally going in this direction. I just love a good story. I mean, I'm also a big believer we're all storytellers. I think the better part of ourselves comes out when we're telling a story we love to tell. And, you know, when people go, you know, how do you get up in front of people? Well, we all do it, you know, in a conversation with one or two people. We become alive and animated with something that happened in our lives, which are also some of the best stories, the true stories, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, all these things kind of have developed since 2007.
So you've started this website,
mm-hmm.
and when you say digital storytelling, because I've seen your website, scottdavislive.com, like, what kind of things are we going to find here?
Well, you're going to see that I'm now exploring short, inspirational style stories. The last one that I just posted yesterday is actually a story about me and the fact that, you know, people just assume I'm this outgoing, energetic, happy, positive guy, and which I guess I am, but I wasn't always that way. And so I tell this story about how my father was this amazing, powerful, exciting, motivational kind of guy, and I wanted to be like him, but I was scared inside, and I was intimidated by strangers. And by the time I got in high school and I discovered acting, I discovered that if I created a role, I could hide in the role, and so I invented a Scott Davis mask. And that is how I kind of learned how to engage with strangers and go after moments that terrified me. It wasn't me. It was a mask of me. I was inside of it, but I was actually emulating my father. So, you know.
Sure.
But point being, but that taught me the lessons, how to be that engaging, how to be. And also, being positive is not that hard. It's just, it's how you wake up in the morning and decide how your day is going to be, you know. And I guess I've just always been that way.
Now, after you went to the School of the Arts, mm-hmm. North Carolina School of the Arts, you studied acting.
I did.
But, like, you went immediately out and became a technician in film, in the film industry.
Well, first in the theater, because I've been doing that before college. And I was surrounded by what I thought were some incredibly talented actors and just thought, God, if they don't work, I'm going to starve. So I just kind of fell back into a role I was more comfortable with. I mean, by the time I was 20, I was technical directing. I was lighting designing. You know, in Wilmington, I realized that a small market, especially back in the day. But still, I was busy. I was getting paid. And then the movie business walks into town. I wanted to get involved with the movies. It was just one movie.
Got involved.
It was Firestarter, and right. I got involved. And then the next year, they announced they were coming back, and some of those same people came back. And I got hired again, and 30 years later, I've had a very blessed career.
Right. That's great. But I just want to note that you can draw, I'm sure you draw on the experience you got at the School of the Arts.
Oh.
As a storyteller.
Well, of course.
You know?
Well, of course.
Folks, I'm talking to Scott Davis, and his website is scottdavislive.com. And we're coming right up on 1206. On 91.3, we've got The State of Things. Classical music continues on Classical HQR. But I'd like to go out with Scott telling us a very, very short story.
Come to the edge, he said. But we're afraid, they said. Come, come to the edge, he said. They came. He pushed. They flew.